Let's go to South Africa now, where the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is surging, and scientists are especially worried about the speed of its spread. In response, the government is encouraging vaccinations and could impose a stricter lockdown. NPR's Eder Peralta joins us now from Cape Town, South Africa. And Eder, COVID-19 cases have soared specifically where you are. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think a lot of it is disappointment. South Africa is once again on the red list for many countries. It's once again been ostracized. And I think a lot of us here had sort of lulled ourselves into believing that a fourth wave was far away. And personally, we sort of tried to like close our eyes to this thing. And we went ahead with a small 9th birthday party for our middle kid, Stella. And, you know, the next day we got a note that 19 people at their school had tested positive for coronavirus and that they were ending the term early. And Estella was crying, you know, and she's like our most conscientious child. She wears KN95s all the time. She knows everything about this virus and this wave. And this week was supposed to be fun at school, and she was supposed to go on a field trip, which would have been her second ever. And she was crying because she knew what was coming next. The next morning, we got another email that a kid in the other third grade class had tested positive and that her field trip was canceled. And I think a lot of people here are going through what Estella is going through. They're realizing that they won't have a job, or they're realizing that anniversaries, birthdays, holidays will be disrupted.
Thank you for sharing that story about Estella. She represents, as you said, so many people who feel so much disappointment about this. What is the government doing to get a handle on all of this?
Look, this is a government that has actually imposed in the past draconian lockdowns, but so far they're watching. They believe that because so many people in South Africa have had COVID and about a quarter are vaccinated, the effect may not be as great. And so far what they're doing is they're encouraging people to do the things that we've all gotten used to, right? Masking, social distancing, and using hand hygiene.
You know, we're hearing anecdotally that the push to get people vaccinated is actually working in some regions, but the problem is access and availability. What is the situation with access to vaccines where you are?
So look, the government is making a big push right now. And in fact, companies, private companies, including MTN, which is the biggest telecom company on the continent, has just issued a vaccine mandate. And the government is considering a nationwide vaccine mandate. But South Africa is different than pretty much all sub-Saharan African countries because they have been able to secure enough supplies. And this happened, you know, in the past 4 months or so. But there has been intense hesitancy. So only about 25% of South Africans are fully vaccinated. And scientists and health authorities are making a very simple plea right now. Get vaccinated, because we know now that this is the best way to beat this variant.
Yeah. You know, in the States, we're dealing with hesitancy as well. And, you know, we're seeing that early data shows that Omicron may have milder symptoms than other variants. What are you hearing? And what is the public sentiment about that threat, hearing that there may be milder symptoms and basically lots of different messaging about Omicron and its effects?
So look, it's early days, but we have gotten data from Gauteng province, which is the epicenter of this outbreak at the moment. And scientists say that they have seen beds at hospitals fill up more slowly than they have during other waves, and also a fewer percentage of people who are in need of oxygen. But again, huge caveat, it's early days.
That's NPR Africa correspondent Eder Peralta. As always, thank you so much, and my best to you and Estella.
Thank you, Tanya.